Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher Podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hey everyone! Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast. Have you ever met someone with whom you felt an unexplainable connection that defies logic and reason? Over the years, many terms have been made up to describe these deep and significant connections. Soulmate, twin flame, past life, karmic relationships. Because of the esoteric and insubstantial nature of these terms and these perspectives on soul connections, many people remain skeptical. However, I believe that these relationships are significant and that you're being drawn to certain people for a reason and purpose, and it's essential to notice the signs. This week, I get into depth of the nature of soul connections and debunk some of the common myths about them and what we can do to attract more of them into our lives. You will also learn about the four telltale signs of a soul connection and how it could potentially impact your life. Four signs of a soul connection. There are no accidental meetings between souls. Sheila Burke. Have you ever met someone with whom you felt an unexplainable connection? Upon meeting them, you may have felt an instant pull that defies logic or reason. Even before getting to know them, you may have sensed a special dynamic which you felt compelled to explore. Maybe it was your best friend from school, or a mentor who helped you get ahead in your career, or even a college sweetheart who was your first true love. Perhaps it was the high school teacher who taught you to believe in yourself, or the coworker who betrayed you, teaching you a valuable lesson about the importance of trust and personal boundaries. These significant relationships are deep, profound, and possess a level of intimacy that create lasting impressions. As rational beings, we feel the urge to label these connections, even though our passions are unquantifiable and unfathomable. Over the years, many terms have been concocted to describe these deep and significant connections. Soulmate, twin flame, past life, karmic relationships. According to certain spiritual and religious traditions, these are people with whom we have made soul agreements before incarnating into human form, with whom we must resolve pending karmic issues to foster the evolution and growth of our souls. The charge that we sense when we encounter these people is a sign that we have a soul agreement with them. Because of the esoteric and insubstantial nature of this view of soul connections, many people remain skeptical. They dismiss it as superstitious mumbo-jumbo used by psychics to manipulate gullible individuals to make a quick buck. While I certainly agree that there are charlatans out there who use this phenomenon to their advantage, I don't think that we should allow their unethical choices to influence our view on soul connections. You are being drawn to a certain person for a reason and purpose, and it's essential to notice the signs. To wrap our head around these soul-based relationships, we need to reclassify the term soul connection by getting clear on what it is. The most common misconception is that soul connections are only romantic in nature. We've been fed with this fiction by the fairy tales that we read and the rom-coms that we watch. While it would be wonderful if it were true, it's far from it. Soul-based relationships are a lot more complex, nuanced, and multi-layered than that. While there is a strong chance that you could marry one of these souls, form a business partnership, or have a lifelong friendship with, soul connections are seldom that clearly defined or permanent. Your connection with these individuals could last for days, months, years, or a season of your life. However, the energy that you exchange with them during the time that you're together will always deliver the lessons that you most need to learn. Whether you actually grow from it or not depends on how you respond to the events that transpire and how you process the interaction. Based on the experiences that I've had with my soul connections, one commonality that I've been able to trace in all of them is the unparalleled emotional intensity that I feel about these individuals. As an HSP, or a highly sensitive person, and empath, I'm especially sensitive and tune into my own feelings and the feelings of others. I'm fairly quick to pick up on intensity in an interpersonal dynamic and intuit whether it's based on soul chemistry, physical chemistry, or other superficial ego-based commonalities. What I love about a soul connection is its capacity to transport me to a deeper dimension of emotion. Like the Garden of Eden, it's a mystical realm that can only be accessed when our impressions and feelings are sufficiently stimulated. Even if the person is not physically present, memories of them echo sensations of fondness, delight, and sometimes melancholy and grief. These relationships are rare and hard to come by, but you can increase your chances of having more positive and enriching soul connections in your life by going where they are. Spend more time in places, organizations, and institutions where you will find people with similar values, interests, and philosophies. If you're an artist at heart, go to artistic events such as exhibitions and galleries. If you're someone who loves sports, go to more sporting events and health clubs. While seeking out your kindred spirits, keep these four signs in mind while looking for those true soul connections. Number one, they change you and your life on a profound level. As you interact with a soul connection, you'll gradually sense that there's something about you that will never be the same. You can feel a significant shift in your inner landscape, which often reflects in your outer circumstances. The energy exchange that you have with a soul connection, be it professionally, socially, or romantically, reconfigures the existing coordinates which you've known. They might do this consciously or unconsciously, directly or subtly, through their actions, words, or just their mere presence. The nature of these soul appointments could vary from the person that you end up marrying and having children with, to a passing encounter with someone you meet at a seminar or a conference who offered you some life-changing advice. Number two, they make you aware of the things that you love or hate about yourself. The individuals with whom you have a soul connection with will always mirror back your own qualities. In her book, Eat, Pray, Love, writer Elizabeth Gilbert writes, "A true soulmate is probably the most important person you'll ever meet because they tear down your walls and smack you awake. Soulmates, they come into your life just to reveal another layer of yourself to you." That's why it's so easy to get triggered by their actions and words, because they can make you aware of the shadow traits within yourself, something you may not like to be reminded of. If you could manage your emotions, you can tap into the revelations that you have from these encounters to grow and heal. On the other hand, if you admire certain things about them, you can pat yourself on the back because you most definitely have those qualities, or it's something you're aspiring to. Number 3, you feel connected to them on an energetic level. The bond that you share with the soul connection feels exceptionally strong. Even if they are not around in your surroundings, you often think about them and wonder how they're doing. No matter what you do, you can't eliminate the energetic ties that link the two of you on the cosmic plane. It's not uncommon for soul-connected individuals to have a telepathic connection, even at a distance. By staying connected to them, you stay in touch with the energies that they infuse into your life and the lessons that they teach. Number 4, you know that you won't forget them. We meet so many people over the course of our lifetimes. Memories will fade over time, but soul connections cannot be easily forgotten. The imprints that they leave on your soul cannot be erased. While growing up, my father would often tell us stories about the man who gave him his first break when he was in his 20s, even though there were other candidates better qualified than him. His boss-to-be could see my father's potential and willingly took him under his wing, teaching him the ropes of the banking industry. My dad, now in his mid-70s, still remembers this man with affection, gratitude, and deep respect. When it comes to soul connections, there are no limits. Age, nationality, culture, race, profession, and status are simply irrelevant because these connections pierce through the facade of our constructed identity. By expanding your awareness and opening yourself up to these destined connections, you have the opportunity to experience the true nature of universal love and reach a state of wholeness and wisdom. All my best on your journey, Celine. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.